Well, good afternoon, Birmingham. We're, well, almost afternoon. Good day to you, Birmingham. Here once again, and to bring the good news of the gospel to you, the glad tidings of the love of Jesus that constrains us to, well, to bring the message of the gospel to you, in order that you might hear, and that you might believe, and that you might receive the love of Jesus, and that you might know salvation in His name. Because there is no other name, the Bible says, under heaven, by which a body, a person can be saved. And salvation, of course, well, that's, you know, what we're talking about. You know, we're not talking about religion and being religious. You know, from a human point of view, you know, that which you do, that which men do, that's the most of your, that's the most of your world's religions today. But you know, God, He makes it clear in His Word, you know, that nobody gets saved, you know, gets salvation. Nobody gets rightness with God, but by believing, trusting, that is, in the person of God's Son, Jesus Christ. So, salvation from a sure, a certain, and a known, a revealed danger. And that revealed danger is the fact of your sin. From sin and its consequence, the knock-on from sin, which is death, sin's wages. And then, of course, that's not the finish. After that, then comes hell. Salvation from sin, death, and hell. Jesus saves from them all and brings men and women to a place of supreme security. He does, my friends, what you can't do. He does what man can't do. He does what the government can't do for you. He does what religion can't do for you. He alone does it, can do it. And of course, well, He's the one, unsurprisingly, He's the one who the Bible's about. From start to finish, beginning to end, He's the subject matter of the Bible. They testify of Me, He says. The Holy Scriptures, the Bible, they testify of Jesus. So where do you go to look for Him? Where do you go to find Him? Where do you go to hear His voice? You go to the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Bible. The Word of God that I offer to you here today in Birmingham, copy of God's Word, offered to you quite freely. No cost, no obligation to you. You're simply only for the taking. Take a copy of God's Word home with you. Read about Jesus. See the wonderful, amazing, astonishing things that He has done. Revealing Himself to be the Savior of sinners. Revealing Himself to be the Son of God with power by His atoning death and by His resurrection from the dead. Read about Jesus. Take a copy of God's Word home with you. See that these things that I bring to you here today, see that they are so according to God's Word. You'd like a copy, you come and ask for one. So in the Bible we read the words of Jesus Himself. He said to a man who came to Him with a problem, still lots of problems in the world today, are there not? Problems in Birmingham today. And this man had a problem with a son who was full of evil. Evil spirits were into him, and he kept self-destructing, casting himself in the fire to destroy him. You know, you see these people in Birmingham today, don't you? You know, and they're not right in the head. And they're not right in the head because they're not right in the heart. They're not right with God. God would make them of a sound mind if only they got right in their hearts with God. But you find, you know, just the same today, you find men and women, because they're not right in the head, right in the heart, they're in self-destruct mode, you know. They try to destroy themselves, suicidal, just like this boy. And his father came to Jesus and he asked him the question. He said to him, you know, that if you can do anything, he said, have compassion on us and help us. Well, Jesus has compassion. He has compassion on lost sinners. He has compassion on you. How do I know that? Because he's causing the gospel. He's causing his name. He's causing his truth to be lifted up before you here in Birmingham today. That's an evidence of the compassion of Jesus to you, my friend. That you might be brought to a sound mind. That you might be brought to a right head and a right heart. And that you might be brought to the salvation of God. So what was his answer to the troubled man? He said to him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Here's the question, my friends. Not can Jesus do something to help you, can you believe? That's the question. Can you believe, my friend? Can you believe that Jesus can deliver you from your trouble? Can deliver you from your anxious mind? Deliver you from your disturbed mind, broken mind? Able to deliver you from all the underlying cause of all the troubles of humankind? Man's sin. That's what lies at the root of it. Sin came into the world by one man. The man called Adam. Not just the first man, the head of the entire human race. He said he disobeyed God and he brought sin crashing down upon the rest of humanity, so that now God can say that we are all of us, you and I alike, we are conceived in sin, we are born in sin, and we live in sin, and with all kinds of problems, all kinds of troubles as a result of that sin factor. The one thing, my friends, that we've all got in common, we are all sinners in Adam and in need of God's salvation. But compassion, is there somebody with compassion? Is there somebody with the ability, with the power to help us, to deliver us, to do something for us, just as that man that day received help from Jesus? Yes, there is. Jesus had compassion on him. And he said to him, if you can believe, if you can do this one thing, if you can believe, all things, he said, all things are possible to the one, to the person who believes, who truly believes, who trusts in Jesus. And I tell you, my friend, in the compassion of Jesus, I tell you, there's help for you. for you, whatever your trouble might be, whatever kind of bondage it is that you're living in, trapped by sin, trapped by addiction, trapped by a whole host of things caused by the sin in you. Jesus has compassion for sinners. I did not come to destroy men's lives, he said. I came to save them. I did not come to judge, he said. I came to save. There's compassion with Jesus for you today, sinner man, sinner woman. Come to Jesus. Only believe. If you can, says Jesus, all things, even your deliverance, is possible today if you can, if you will, only believe, trust in Jesus. The compassionate, the merciful, the kind, the loving Savior Jesus. His love, my friend, his love constrained him to come down into this world and to live and die and rise again from the dead that sinners might be saved. The love of God constrained Jesus, and the love of Jesus Christ constrains me to tell you about him, tell you about the good news, tell you about the glad tidings that Jesus can save you, that he can heal your broken mind, your broken body, your broken soul, your estrangement from God, that he can reconcile you and give you peace, peace that passes all understanding. Jesus, my friends, he's still casting out devils. He's still casting out evil. He's still breaking the power of sin. He's still bringing men and women to a knowledge, the experience of God's love in himself in Jesus. He came to manifest that love. He came, my friends, to demonstrate that love. And he came to do so in order that you might experience that love. The great love of Christ, my friend, who came without any compulsion, without any pressure on him at all. He came willingly. He came freely. He came lovingly to die on that cross and rise again from the dead, alive and alive forevermore. King Jesus, he rules and reigns. In the hearts of his people, he breaks the power of sin. He cancels it. Sin set you free today. If you can believe, he says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. The person who truly believes, who trusts in Jesus. What does he mean? What does he mean by believing? Believing that he alone can deliver you. He alone can save you. Because there's no other man. There's no other who can save. There's no other Savior. No other mediator between us and God. There is no other with the power, the ability. He's God. He's God. He's the second and blessed person of the Holy Trinity of God. He's the Son of God with power. And demonstrated to be the Son of God with power by his resurrection from the dead. Because he died on that cross. Because he rose again from the dead. Because he's alive and alive forevermore. Now reigning in power. Proof, evidence, to be the Son of God. And Abel, I tell you, if you will believe, only believe, my friends, in Jesus alone, no other. Because there was no other good enough. No other good enough, I tell you, to open the prison and let you out, to cast the evil out of you, to break the power of sin and set you free. Nobody else with the mighty power to do so. But you must believe. All things are possible to the one who believes. But believe only Jesus. Only Jesus, no other. Yes, sir. Of course you can, sir.
Indeed.
Good morning to you. How are you?
And I am well, and you are very committed to your cause.
Yes.
But you see, all I am hearing from the church is a lot of anger. And I want to proclaim with all the love that I want to say Jesus is God.
That's exactly what I've been doing. You haven't been here long enough.
No, but you see, the tone of your voice is so afraid, but it's so loud.
Passionate.
And that
that's the box, not me.
Yeah, well, no, you're using it. You know how loud it is. And it is really putting a lot of people off.
Do you know all these people? You know all these people?
No,
well, how do you know that then?
No,
well, how do you know that then? No. You're just guessing, sir. No. You're guessing.
But it's certainly putting me off.
Well,
I've been a follower of Jesus nearly all my life.
Have you really? Okay, well, praise the Lord for that, sir.
Yes.
I'm pleased to hear that, sir.
Yeah. Okay, I just share my feeling with you.
Yes.
You're committed to your ministry. Yes, and I just wanted to let you know the impact it was.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, sir. And I'll hear you, I'll listen to you, and I'll give it some thought.
Right, sir.
Have a good day, sir. And the Lord be with you. So, a gentleman thinks I'm too loud. He says I sound angry, but I'm not angry. I'm very passionate about my Saviour's cause. Not angry at all. Not with you, anyway. But with evil, with wickedness, with sin. All that, I make no apology for being angry about that, because that destroys people's lives, my friend. It destroys people, not just in body, not just in mind, but it destroys them eternally. We should be angry about sin. We should be angry about evil. And we should lift up our voices and make it known. Please, that men and women, by the compassion of Jesus, be liberated and be set free from it. But only in believing, only Jesus, nobody else can set you free. Nobody else, my friends, can deliver you from your troubles, whatever your troubles are, the root cause of them. You trace them down to their roots, my friend, and you'll find that there's a common cause. It's sin in your heart. And only Jesus can deliver you from that sin, because he alone died on the cross. He alone shed his blood. He alone died that death on the cross to redeem men and women from the curse that lies upon the entirety of the human race. He died in love. In love he came. In love he walked. In love he proclaimed the kingdom of God. In love he went willingly to that cross. In love he died. In love he rose again from the dead. In love and compassion for you. For you, he did it for you. That you might be delivered. That you might be set free. Son of God came to make you free, not to imprison you with religion. That's what your world religions do. That's bondage. That's chains. That's a prison house. That's a dungeon, my friend. Jesus came to set men free. And if you would but believe, only believe, he says, if you can believe, all things, even your deliverance, is possible, but only through Jesus. And believing, of course, well, believing that he's able, that he has the ability, which he has, he's able, the Bible says, words straight out the Bible, my friend, able to save to the uttermost. The uttermost of your addiction, what is it? Sexuality of a bad kind, and maybe even of a normal kind? Is it maybe perhaps drugs, alcohol? Many of the addictions. Is it idolatry? Is it false religion? Is it maybe violence? There's a man in the Bible, his name is called Paul, and he testifies in the Bible, he talks about himself as having been a violent man.
Excuse me.
Why? You ask him. He says, he testifies that he was a violent man, but he obtained mercy. Is that your problem today? Are you a violent person, given to violence? Does it get you in trouble? Well, he obtained mercy. Why not you? Jesus is able. Because he's the Son of God. The Son of God with power. And the power, I tell, to save to the uttermost of your violence, your drug addiction, your idolatry, whatever it is, my friend. Sin, I tell you, reveals itself in your life somehow. Somehow, my friend. Maybe you're damaging. Maybe your sin is damaging your relationship, your marriage, your sibling, your mother, your father. Maybe, my friend, maybe your sin is destroying your life in its entirety. Compassion. Compassion. Have compassion on us. Yes, says Jesus. I am able. Able to the uttermost. To pour compassion into your life, into your heart, into your being. To liberate and set you free from whatever it is that's destroying you. Mind, body, and soul. Salvation to the uttermost. Oh, he's able. He's able. And I tell you, he's willing. Willing to save. The very fact that he came. The very fact that he lived and died. The very fact that he came into the world to save sinners. The very fact, my friend, that he walked the way that he walked. The very fact, my friends, that he shed his blood, he's willing. And the very fact, my friends, that he sent my colleague and I here today to preach the good news to you, signifies to you, my friend, Jesus is willing. The very fact that you have the gospel, the good news, preached amongst you today, it's your warrant to believe. It's your warrant to believe in Jesus. Only believe. Only believe. Yes, please. Well, let me say that. Sorry about the interruption, but Jesus, my friends, he is able, he is willing. He came, my friends, in willingness, and lived and loved and died, and arose from the dead, perfectly willing, completely. completely willing to save you. And the fact that you're having the gospel here today once again shows, demonstrates, my friend, that he's willing to save you. Willing. If you would but listen, if you would but hear, if you would but receive, if you would but believe. He came to his own, but his own received him not, but to as many as received him. To them that believed on his name, he gave the power, the mighty power, to be delivered, to become children of God. Oh, he's willing. He's able. He alone, nobody else, only Jesus. He has compassion for you. Sinner man, sinner woman, whatever your sin is today, Jesus has compassion for you. Jesus would deliver you. Jesus commands you to believe, to trust in him. And that very fact itself is your warrant to believe. So don't say, I can't believe. Say, I won't believe. But don't say you can't. No, Jesus said to the Jews a long time ago, he said to them, ye are not willing to come to me that you might have life. There's life to be had in Jesus. There's enough life in Jesus for you. He is the resurrection and the life. There's enough life in Jesus for the whole city of Birmingham. There's enough life in Jesus for five worlds, if there were five worlds. Oh, there's life in Jesus. And he's willing to impart life to those who come to him, believe in him, trust in him. So why not you? Why not you? Why are you going about Birmingham today in unbelief? Why are you going about Birmingham today not believing? Not set free from your sin. Why do you go about the city with miserable faces? Why is there no joy in you? Why do you live in the misery of sin? Why do you live chained, I ask you, to your sinful addictions and habits? Why are you not a free man? Why are you not a free woman? Because you won't believe. Because you won't believe, because you won't trust, that's why. That's the only thing that keeps you back. Your unbelief, it keeps you from Jesus. It keeps you from his compassion. It keeps you from his love. It keeps you from the kingdom of God. It keeps you from heaven. And one day, it will keep you out of heaven for all eternity. Unless you turn, unless you believe. But if you can believe, if you can believe, everything, all things are possible, possible to the one, to the person, to him who believes. So you see, my friend, what you have to understand it, you come into the world, you know, we're born with the bias, every one of us. Till we come into the world, the Bible says, we're born in sin. We come into the world with a sinful nature. And so we have this bias, you know, towards unbelief. Towards sin, you know. Freighted, as it were, to the one side. Because of sinful nature. Because we've got this, you know, like the law of gravity, you know, where we gravitate towards sin. We gravitate away from God. We gravitate towards that which is contrary to God. But the power to overcome, not the law of gravity, but the gravitation to sin, the bias to unbelief, it's overcome by the preaching of the gospel. By hearing the good news about Jesus, by hearing about his compassion, and hearing that he has the power to overcome that bias towards sin and unbelief. No, you can't do it yourself. You can't overcome it yourself, but through Jesus. Through Jesus you can. Through his might, through his power you can. So what am I to do, you say? You're to trust him. You're to trust him to enable you. You're to trust in his power. You're to trust in his ability, not yours. You haven't got the ability. That's the problem with us all. But if you will but trust him, if you will but lean upon Jesus, lean hard upon Jesus, and the harder you lean upon him, well, the more power you experience, the more enablement you experience to overcome the sin, the evil in your life, the more of his compassion and his love you will experience. So you see, my friends, the Bible, the testimony, not mine, testimony of the Bible, my friend. It's God's plan of salvation, sending his son into the world for sinners to be saved. Yeah. God's amazing plan from the beginning. Yeah. The love of God, the magnificent, the mighty love of God, he planned it all from the beginning. That men and women, yes, even that men and women would sin, but how he would deliver them and show, demonstrate to all creation his mercy, his compassion, his kindness, and his power to save men and women in the wretched state of sin. That's the testimony of the Bible. And God's intended purpose to see him working this out is sending his son. The witness, the true witness, my friends, Jesus, who witnesses to God, to his love, his power, his grace, and his mercy. He came to show, he came to demonstrate such to us. And it's all over the Bible. And you're hearing it today, my friend. The testimony of Jesus. I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You got abundant life in you today? If not, why? Huh? Why are you not full of life? Are you full of love? Why not? Are you full of light? Is the darkness gone? Has it been removed? Are you a child of light? Have you been set free? Liberty, does that mark your life? Joy, happiness, and the power of God's Holy Spirit? No, not until you believe. Not until you believe God's plan of salvation. Not until you believe in Jesus' testimony. If you can believe, trust in me, all things are possible to the person, to the one who believes. All things are possible. Your liberty, the reception of light for your darkness, love for your hatred. Oh, compassion, my friend. In Jesus alone, no other. Can you believe? Will you believe? That's the question. The question is not, is Jesus able? The question is not, is Jesus willing? The question is, can you believe? Will you believe? Will you receive? The testimony of God's word. The testimony of God's Son. Written down for us so that we would not forget, my friend. So that we would always have it to remembrance that there's a Savior. So don't forget, will you please? in hearing the message of salvation today, don't forget, will you, we have God's word. And if you turn to it in the time of trouble and distress, turn to the word of God. Search the scripture. Look for Jesus. Search for him until you find him. And when you find him, I guarantee this is how you'll find him. Full of compassion, full of love, full of grace, full of mercy, full of willingness to save even you. The worst of you, I tell you, and the best of you, whoever you are, whatever you are, there's hope for you. There's hope for you in the Son of God. There's compassion for you in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This is the grace of God. This is the free grace of God, my friend, sending his Son into a dark, sin-cursed world that's full of sin, that's full of worry and woe, that's full of all kinds of evil and wickedness, and it grows by the day and will get worse before the end comes. But before that time comes, oh, I bid you to believe. No, not me. Jesus bids you to believe. If you can believe, he says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Your deliverance from all the evil of the world, its wars, its famines, its pestilences, all the evils of the world. Bible tells me the whole world lieth in wickedness under the sway of the evil one, the devil, who blinds the hearts and minds of men, who entraps them, who seeks to keep them from Jesus. Don't let him keep you from Jesus. Don't let anybody keep you from Jesus. Believe on him. Trust in him. Trust in him today. Trust in him now. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation, says God. Now is the time you must believe. And now, if you will believe, if you will trust, you will be made free. You will be delivered from the evil of your own heart, your own sinful life and condition. You will be set free.
No, you won't.
You will. You will, you will, you will. Set free forever, never to be chained again. Free, my friend, in Jesus, to love God, to love your neighbor, and to stand with me and my body and proclaim the gospel, how it saved you, how it brought liberty to you, and life and light. Oh, only believe, dear friend. What's your trouble? What's your anxiety? What's your pain, your sorrow? What entraps you today, my friend? Come with it to Jesus. Come with it to Jesus. He's compassionate. He's the friend of sinners. Are you a sinner? Jesus would befriend you if you would come to him, and if you would trust him, if you would believe him, on him. All things are possible, even your friendship with God and with Jesus, possible if you can believe. If you can believe in the crucified, risen, reigning, conquering King Jesus. If you can but believe, 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 Birmingham! All things be possible to you, even your salvation. So my friends, you like to read about Jesus, offer to you a copy of God's Word, the Bible, New Testament, Gospel booklet here, Gospel according to Luke. Read about Jesus. Read about His compassion, His mercy, His kindness. You'd like a copy of God's Word? You come and ask for one, gladly, freely. Place it to your hands. Yours just simply for the taking. But so is Jesus. Just as you are able to walk up to me and receive this copy of God's Word, in the same way were you to walk up to Jesus and receive Him. Believe in Him. You would be saved. Reception, my friend. Reception, that's all it takes. To receive Him in faith. Believe it. All things possible to you, my friend. All things, even your deliverance. How you doing, my dear? You having a nice day? Bit wet, eh? So like I say, friends, Jesus, it's what the Bible's all about. He bids you, He calls you today. He's calling you out of heaven, to heaven. Repent and believe the gospel, He says. Birmingham, are you hearing the voice of Jesus calling you apart? Are you hearing, sir? Listening? Madam, repent you and believe the gospel, He says. Repent you and believe the gospel. The kingdom of God's love is at hand. Like a copy of God's Word, come and ask for one. Gladly place into your hand. You're simply for the taking. God bless you, Birmingham. Bless you. And have mercy. Mercy upon your precious, never dying soul.